This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl. On Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, Easy Car Sales, Fine Threads, Grand Bahama News, John's Tacos Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
Of all they stole away, how many lives them slay? Now them works just slap them in them face. Why are yes, you and your crew can go to well. Cause after we know under your colonial spell, and all those fans that chin that you compel. Hey, and all those books you stole
and good afternoon, good day. Oh my goodness, it's a wonderful Thursday afternoon here on Guardian Radio 96.9. It's a Talking Heads Thursday. This Pearly in the house. So good to be here with you. It's so good to have my special guest who we're going to talk to in a second. What's happening, everybody? How y'all doing? Listen, it's been to come in a what? Because out there hot. But I don't know, maybe that's all that fire that was burning yesterday. But we need some people to be talking heads, Mr. Producer. What you do?
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
You can call me at 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can always call toll-free 242-300-5720. And if you just want to text me, it's powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. What's happening in the headlines, Mr. Producer?
It's time for Headliners, everything that's making headlines in the 242, brought to you by the Fine Threads.
In the Guardian this morning, chaos in-house. FNM deputy tosses mace, COP resigns, PM recommends Knowles as next police chief, and speaker, I feared for my life. Over in the business section, we got over 9 million tourists in first 9 months by plane. How many come by boat? Downcom, we're going to continue to focus on airlift. Crew Sport shareholders get dividend payout. Oh, I got to check my account. New leadership in BHTA as strong tourism performance reported. And Carnival SBDC partners to launch Men in Business program. Wonderful news. That's it in the headlines. Ah, boy, yesterday. Whee! What a day. What a day in the Bahamas. They say history was made. We heard some things. And, you know, I know we've been talking a lot about it, but I saw one fella get dragged out of the House of Assembly yesterday, and I need to talk to him. So I invited my good friend, the Member of Parliament for St. Anne's, for the Free National Movement, the Honorable Adrian White. Welcome to Talking Heads.
Thank you very much, Earl the Pearl. I appreciate being here. And it's another day after suffering from what I was inflicted upon me. I don't want to go back to that situation again, but I'll gladly do it if it means protecting our nation and taking a step forward for the next generation.
Wow. Yesterday was an interesting day. I don't even know where to begin right now because so many things happen. But let's talk about somebody put out says, if my significant other ain't holding me like Adrian White, hold that flag, I don't want to be around you. What was it? You held that flag as the police drug you out of the House of Assembly, and everywhere you went, you had that flag. What's the significance and why?
This significance is my comfort. This is my cross. This is our Commonwealth of the Bahamas. This is an independent nation. This is what generations fought for when we obtained independence in 1973. There's nothing more powerful in the country than its symbols. If you love your country, you love your Bahamian flag, and the Bahamian flag went with me. No matter what injustice was being inflicted upon me yesterday, I always wanted to ensure that our flag was. I was detained at Central Police Station for over 15 minutes. The flag was in my hand. I never rested it down.
So is that the first time you've ever been arrested?
Yeah, I've been a defense attorney, called to the bar at the age of 21, worked with Lockhart and Monroe, did a lot of police matters at Quaco Street Police Station, Wolf Road Police Station, Fox Hill Station, South Beach Station, all through the prisons, meeting with clients, meeting with witnesses, dealing with voluntary bills, dealing with different criminal matters. And that's the first time that I've ever been on the other side of a police station. I wasn't there as a guest. I did not have authority over my own body. I was entirely within the powers of the police and the SWAT. A SWAT vehicle is what I was forced into and held into until another officer inside with a bit more decency realized what was going on in the situation and allowed me as a grown man to sit on my own.
So were you hurt in any way, anything like that? There was
a lot of physical tussling going on from the outset. First, I was being pulled towards the speaker's table and center. And when the officers that were pulling me in an attempt to break my hold on Adrian Gibson, as all of us were united, they then began to push us. And that's why you saw a whole progression of bodies fall into the barrier of the public gallery on the southern side of the, on the eastern side of the House of Assembly. And that barrier actually crashed upon a number of females and male guests in that front row, including two senators from the Free National Movement. It was in fear for their safety. They were now being crushed as members of the public, and I then had to adjust my grip, and you saw me break away, and you saw me being taken out, the first one taken out down the stairwell. But as they did it, I mean, there's images where you can't even see my head, my shoulders. All you can see is my arm up in the air holding that Bahamian flag. And that was the point that was being made the entire time. No matter what you do to me, I will always have my country.
Now, I'm an avid watcher. Is that the right way to say it? I watch the House of Assembly just about every week. And I've been doing that probably the first time they brought it on television. And I know you and the speaker have had many, many of clashes. What led to yesterday?
I have clashes with the speaker when something has to be done. I got into my practice as law as a defense attorney. Those are instances where something has to be done to defend those persons that can't properly speak for themselves or whose rights are otherwise not being honored properly. And so what happened yesterday with this entire event was we had come back from the previous sitting last week's Wednesday, when no opportunity was given to the leader, one reason or another, leader of the opposition, Michael Clifton Pintard, one reason or another was given by the speaker as to why he couldn't speak on that day on a critical matter of public importance. We come back 1 week later, everything's been done properly, and after the House suspended the previous week, at the conclusion of ministerial statements, it recommenced after suspension with ministerial statements. And the next order of business after you suspend, having concluded ministerial statements, isn't again ministerial statements. So there was already an automatic indication that something was awry, but it was the Prime Minister speaking. You have to give respect to the office. Uh-huh. And when he acknowledged that he had accepted the resignation of the Bahamian people, I knew that at that moment that we were witnessing a changing of the guard. And everything that transpired from that point on was just a statement on exactly how the Bahamas has now changed direction for the next generation.
We have people on this line already. Let's take our first caller. Caller, you on the air.
Hey, Pearly, how you doing, man?
I'm ready, my brother. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Knowledge in the building here. And to your guests, very pleasant. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Knowledge.
So, Pearly, for me, as a, I don't want to say apolitical.
Okay.
But I'm as probably as close to it as you'll find in a Bahamian. As exciting as these events, or yesterday's events were, right?
Uh-huh.
At the heart of the opposition's call, or clarion call, for Bahamians to join them in Rossin Square, Parliament
yeah.
Square,
uh-huh.
was the corruption. That's the catalyst.
Yes.
For this, what I'm guessing they hope is a movement, right? for me, I think it would probably be a little bit more impactful for members of the opposition. We're talking about corruption ultimately, right?
Yes.
I think that's the word that the leader of the opposition has used quite frequently in recent times or during his post as leader of the opposition. I think a stronger message would be sent if members of the opposition from the leader would ensure, because it's always about the money, right? People don't engage in corruption in this town for fun and frolics or for kicks, right?
No. It's for benefit.
I would recommend, to be more impactful, to really get the Bahamian people to get behind some initiative to combat corruption in our country. Conduct a forensic audit of every single Free National Movement member of parliament, because a lot of them don't declare. That's not...
No, I ain't going to let you say that much, because one thing that Pintada has said on one occasion, every parliamentarian within the Free National Movement, both the members of parliament and the senators, have all declared.
I'm not talking about the ones that presently sit in the House, Pearly.
Okay, fair enough.
Right? To go ahead and start, if they have produced that, table that, make that public, right? Ask for the previous members that held government in the Free National Movement, disclose, insist that the government do that. They're not doing it for... That's what it boils down to at the end of the day.
No, what...
People
what?
Are profiting... Let me finish, Pretty, for 2 seconds. People are profiting off of... And that's at the heart of corruption in this town. We already know that that's been the case from time immemorial. A more impactful message, you want to start a movement... First, be accountable, and this isn't an anti-FNM. This is for every single administration from we gain independence. If there is a penny that is unaccounted for, insist that the prime minister go ahead, have his ministers do the same thing. And that might be motivation for him to demand that of every single administration from time immemorial, be it PLP or FNM. That's a more powerful message. Self-accountability. Listen, our hands are clean, and anybody that is in this organization, has been in this organization, I'm serious about leadership. I'm serious about ending corruption and the perception. Our reputation has been damaged, and this doesn't help. I think that would be more powerful than the antics that would have occurred in the House yesterday.
Yeah, those weren't antics in the House of Assembly yesterday. That was a complete abuse of democracy. You had more senior khaki uniformed officers dealing with unarmed members of parliament. Only 7 men had to deal with over 16 or 18 different khaki officers. And it got to a point where all of that could have been cooled down if the suspension of the House either lasted a little longer or lasted for the rest of the day. There wasn't really any business that the administration brought forward after members of the opposition were removed that could have been brought on another day, could have even been brought today, because the House can't sit on Thursdays. But what you found was a situation where officers led by senior ranking officer Lamont Delaveau forcibly removed not only the individual who had been requested to be removed by Speaker Patricia DeBoe and Deputy Leader Shannon Dawn Cartwright, but all other members of the opposition. And as you can hear, as those members are being led away, there is a call from one of the officers to another, look, watch out for your gun. So that entire time when that was going on, there was weapons involved by the Royal Bahamas, officers of the Royal Bahamas Police Force. And this is an issue of the IDB report or the IMF report about 75% of persons in the business community having acknowledged that they've at one time or another paid a bribe. This is an issue that goes to the height of power in our country. Senior officers of the Royal Bahamas Police Force and senior officers of the Royal Bahamas Defense Force have been found and indicted in the New York court to be involved in large-scale narcotic trafficking through the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Bahamians want the details of that. Bahamians want the name of the person that was given by Officer Curtis as the high-ranking official willing to participate for $2 million and provide police protection and security over the trafficking of those narcotics through our country. This is a different day now. This is well beyond a new day, in my opinion. This should be the last day for the PLP.
Okay, and I understand that, and that is received. However, if the mission is to stamp out corruption, this isn't us. The perception that there was a huge headline many years ago, country for sale. And that's the perception that many people have of us out there in the international community.
Precisely.
Right? my point is, if the mission is to stamp out corruption, I think it would be, again, and I received what you said, more impactful for some self-accountability first. So the people that you're serious, and I think you would be amazed at the support that you receive in actually accomplishing the mission that you set out. Thanks for taking my call, Pearly.
Thank you very much, Carla. Carly on the air.
Hey, what's happening, Pearly?
In this corner, how you doing?
Hey, Braveheart, what's happening, man?
You're right here, champion.
Listen, I'm glad Pearly asked the million-dollar question. What was the significance of the flag? So thank you for explaining that. You know, there are moments in a movement that certain things happen that change the trajectory of a movement, that change the trajectory of history. And I believe what you guys did yesterday, that changed the trajectory of the FNM.
I agree with you.
The FNM won the last election, because the base didn't show up. What you all did yesterday, you have reignited, reinvigorated, you have reawoken the FNM.
Yes.
And you will see great dividends by your action yesterday.
I agree with you.
We've been talking for too long.
Yep.
We've been talking too much. What you all did had to be done. That's what the FNM needed. So rest assured that the FNM support what you all did. The base support what you all did. The Bohemian people support what you all did. Don't mind the distraction. And no way attempting to attack or threaten the speaker or any other one in the house. That wasn't no setup. That wasn't no plan. Because if it was a setup, Deputy Leader would have been sitting at the end of the bench. So why put him in the middle of the bench for him to squeeze out to make a break for the base?
Yeah, that was no setup. We're in the second 50. You have the Honorable Hannah Martin saying there's only one Selinden, and yes, there's only one Selinden. There's only one Bahamas, but there will always be several generations of Bahamians.
And there will always be a new speaker.
There should be a new speaker even before this term is up.
So just be encouraged, my brother.
Thank you, sir.
We support you. We support what you all did. The leader and his team. Listen, that was awesome. I mean, that was awesome.
Thank you, sir.
So just be encouraged.
Thank you, caller. Callers, don't go anywhere. We're going to take our first break. When we come back, we will listen to what you got to say, and we'll have some more words from the Honorable Adrian White, the Member of Parliament for St. Anne's. We'll be right back. Me burn a fire, burn a week at Babylon and the free track. Could I never get me down? I know they tried to use me and abuse me. I leave them with the friends. Flavid Island Games. We making dreams come true. Flavid Island Games. We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket. Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition. So when you play Island Games, we putting Bahamians first, guaranteed to pay. Island Games. We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer. Island Games. We can make your dreams come true. We playing with Island Games.
Bring flavors with a KFC Festive Feast. Create timeless memories with a $20 KFC Festive Bucket, brimming with 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits, or decorate the dinner table with a Mega Festive Bucket featuring 8 pieces of juicy chicken, 4 biscuits, a large corn and mashed potato duo with a side of gravy, and 4 of our new pumpkin dessert biscuits. Crunch the holidays however you want, and let us do the dishes. KFC Nassau, it's finger licking good.
Are you dreaming of an EV? Now is the time. Easy Car Sales is offering unbelievable deals on 2024 models with end-of-year discounts. Plus, quick and simple in-house financing makes it easy for everyone to go electric. Take a test drive and experience the thrill today at EV City on Abundant Life or Gladstone Road. Step into a smarter, more affordable drive with Easy Car Sales, your trusted EV and warranty provider since 2016.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. is your place.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advanced means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl on Guardian FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa. And we're back. It's a good Talking Head Thursday. This Pearly in the house. So good to have everybody here with you. And so good to have you here with me, Brother White. Let's get into these next callers and then we'll talk a little bit more. Call you on the air.
Hey, Pearly.
Hey.
Hey, Mr. White.
How you doing, sir?
Wonderful. So this yesterday was a great day for me. So this is the first time in 42 years being a Bahamian in this country that I actually was moved in the political season. You understand? Move to try and do something as well. Listen, man. Just like the previous caller said, you're all fighting, man. You're all fighting for us. You understand?
Thank you.
You ain't got nothing to do with no FNL, no PLP. You all fight. I'm not an FNL, no PLP, no COI, nothing. I's a Bahamian.
No.
You understand? I's waiting, patiently waiting for this type of thing to happen where people got angry. You understand? Enough talk. Action needs to be taking place to show what's going on in this country, the corrupt practices of certain parties. You understand? And listen to me, man. I was so proud. I shook Mr. Shannon. I couldn't find you. Like you said, you got taken away.
Yes, sir.
I made it my point to shake Pintard's hand, Shannon's hand, anyone I could see who was in their hand. That was a great moment as a Bahamian in my lifetime. They're saying that was a repeat performance or as a play. This is our history now.
This is our history.
We, as Bahamians, got you all back. We witnessed history yesterday, and we're ready for a change.
That's right.
My family is full PLP.
Yes, sir.
Full. I had people who signed the Declaration of Independence in my family. You understand? And I was really moved today to what was going on yesterday, because I really feel that you all had our back, and you all really, really gone down for us, man.
Yes, sir.
I really appreciate you guys.
Thank you, man. My life changed yesterday with many Bahamians.
Going through
what I experienced while you were probably shaking the deputy and leader's hands, my hand was holding the Bahamian flag. My left hand holding the Bahamian flag in Central Police Station. And I'm watching this flag for the first time in my life in my hand. And I can see it's constantly shaking. It's not shaking much, but I can't get it to stop shaking. The amount of adrenaline that was running through my body after having to take on 4 khaki officers trying to pull me apart from my parliamentary brothers, that continued all the way down the flights of stairs to where I was forced into a squad vehicle, taken to Central Police Station. It changed my life forever. I came out of there solemn. I came out of there emotional. I came out of there knowing that my life, political and otherwise, and life and the direction of this nation wasn't going to be the same again after that day.
Y'all doing the right thing, man. Y'all keep it up, man. We got y'all 100%.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Pearly.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Carly on there. How you doing?
Hey, good afternoon to you and your guests.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, Pearly, I kind of side with your first caller. You know, if you really want to show that you're cleaning up house, go all the way back in time. Go back to when all the dirt started and everybody who was not declaring. That might really make a big statement. But yesterday was a good move. You said it wasn't planned or orchestrated.
Not at all.
It appeared that way, but if not, I think Bahamians are going to stand behind the movement. So credit there. But I tell you, I would like to compare your 15 minutes of incarceration and the feeling that you experience to what it would have been like now to be taken out of your country, not just for 15 minutes, but for your lifetime. So I think you can multiply your 15 by lifetimes.
Yeah,
and probably be a good advocate for some kind of reparation, eh?
Yeah, I find the interesting thing is you and I are both alive today to have this conversation, which means we both had generations that have survived difficult times. If you know the country that I'm from, you can tell me the country that I'm from. I can tell you the country I'm in now and the country that I represent, and that's the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying I want you to do a comparison with 15 minutes to lifetimes and be an advocate for reparation.
Yeah, yeah, 15 minutes advocate for reparation. How much money do you think I should get for the 15 minutes that I was incarcerated?
Multiply that by a Google, you know.
How much do you
think
I should get
by 100 zeros?
How much do you think that 15 minutes was worth?
Hmm?
How much do you think the 15 minutes I was in Central Police Station is worth?
When you multiply that by 100 zeros?
No, we got to start with the 15 minutes. How much was the 15 minutes worth? And then we
multiply that. Well, that would be what you qualified for is with 15 minutes. But I'm saying whatever that qualification is, multiply that by 100 zeros, mm-hmm. and that's what you get paid for.
Exactly. That sounds good.
All right.
Thank you, my brother. Mm-hmm. Call you on the air.
Hey, good afternoon, Billy.
How you doing? How you doing, my brother?
Yeah, you really would like to know. How you doing, Mr. White?
Top shape, my brother. And you?
Yeah, enough respect. You know, I heard you on the radio a few times, and I always liked what you were saying and your ideals. You know, I think you was on, but previously, a couple of times I heard you. I said, I like this guy, you know, just the way you think, right?
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate your comments,
too. Me and Penta went to school together. So people believe they know Michael, right? Michael was always somebody who would stand up for you when you get in a fight or get in a problem, as I knew him from, you know, back in the days. But I wanted to touch on this corruption thing, and I admit, last week, I called Pearl and I said, I won't say the word I say, and Pearl said, no, he can't say it on there, but I didn't use the initials, right?
Mm-hmm.
But collectively, right? But, you know, we see a lot of this going on because the caller highlighted, let's say, the Financial Disclosure Act, et cetera, right? We see the lack of enforcement and the lack of people, I'm taking it seriously, right?
I do.
So then, like I said, we're not really interested in corruption itself or impeding it. Listen, you can't stop corruption because you will be killed, right? Now, what people don't understand is I was taken aback by the PM speech, narratives I heard, and the commissioner's speech and all of those who mix up in it. I'm going to partly blame the media because of not highlighting corruption effectively, because this case, the Sonny Miller case, because I could remember, I had sent it to Aaron Green and sent it to a few people. It was the Sonny Miller case, the adjudication. It was in the Tribune. Nobody from the media read it. Nobody from the media read it. They put it on page 4. So they put the Sonny Miller case. They didn't put, like, he's an inspector or wherever he worked in the bars or wherever up to the court. They didn't put where he worked, but they excommunicated him from the police force. They didn't say ex-officer or officer of the court with the foolishness in Crooked Island with the tray load of drugs, right? Offloading with the Coast Guard. Nobody seemed to mention that. I mentioned it on the radio. Then you had the situation with the interdiction with the Turncrest Cry and Andres, right? So what I'm saying is we saw these things over the years and the proliferation of drug playing land on the York Island. But you're telling me now no one could have juxtaposed this or that. You see, that's how I know we ain't serious. But then the small man, he'll be terrorized, brutalized, and whatever, for whatever they think he's doing, right? Or just allegedly when they come to your place or whatever, right? It's not alleged, you know, when you're a poor ghetto man, you know. So what I'm saying is, while they do feel their pain with the 15 minutes, right, I'm hopeful that they didn't carry you in those dungeons they have in the bar there that they call cells. But I haven't been on, really, but truly. But it really was inglorious, very inglorious, the bathroom and everything. So, you know, Columbus might have built some of those, because that's how it looked to me, because I could remember. You know, and then let's go back to the death of Chris Culmer in the cell. You see, but what I'm saying is, in short, corruption is not just the activities that Curtis Stem is accused of in other offices. Corruption is injustices and all of the other dubious shootings and other things that have been taking place for a while, but for the past 50 years without repercussions and real reenactments and real intricacies into these details of how these things happen. So they've been getting away with this for so long until it's unbelievable to them. To them, they will always be infallible. And you see how the uniform does something psychological to them, to the human mind. I don't know what it is. But God help us all. And like I tell you, the Beeman people are being kidnapped. But while we do appreciate I mean, whether it was theatrics or not, for me, it still took a lot of political balls to do that. But let's continue to fight, right? And let's continue to be true to ourselves. But what I'm saying is people must make a stand. Beeman people are very passive. And I was very vocal about these things. But what I'm saying is corruption is not, cannot be solved if you don't acknowledge it. So for me, the police force never acknowledged the corruption level. And so this is the problem. I had a conversation with a lady in black. She was a lady in the food store, and she came off as somebody so, you know, like, she, so I spoke to her about these things, but because she was a female, she was like so reluctant to admit these things. So now we have this Shanta Curry, right? who may
Santa
be
knows.
Educated. Hello. She
Santa
may be
knows.
Educated, et cetera, et cetera. But I do see her as Daniel in the lion's den right now. I don't know what she know, but I'm telling you, that's a man's word, boy. I don't know what she... I'm telling you, that's a man. I believe for her, that's a man's word. They got to watch out.
Yeah. I mean, it could
Thank
be
you, my brother.
It could be a man's world. It historically has proven to be a man's world, but that doesn't mean that a woman can't do great things, because men can even impede their own race, their own gender at times as well. So a man can hold back another man just as a man can hold back a woman.
Couple of texts. Yesterday was a changing of the guard. Does the FNL have any planned events this evening? I think there's a meeting in Grand Bahama that Pintad is going to be speaking to. I saw some flyer going around. Thank you for asking the million-dollar question about the... can you ask, Adrian, why was the mace thrown out of the house? Because the PM said that the opposition leader would have been given the opportunity to speak after everyone else would have spoken.
Yeah, I have no confidence that that's the case. However, the mace was thrown out by my colleague, Shannon Dawn Cartwright, and that was spur of the moment as things progressed in the House. I was looking in the rule book at the time, trying to balance the position of the speaker and the intent of the government in the House of Assembly. What we did find is that last week, Wednesday, we were having an expectation that the leader of the opposition would be able to give a comment on this matter of critical public importance. And they gave two communications. One was actually on behalf of the Women's League of the PLP. And the other was from the Prime Minister to say, yes, I've gotten this indictment. We're going to look into it. When we went into the House last Wednesday, we were expecting to debate a compendium of bills. That never transpired. They went to an automatic suspension. This Wednesday that's just passed, we were told, it was confirmed Tuesday by the Leader of Government Business, Wayne Monroe, that we would be debating that compendium. As I sat down in the Honorable House of Assembly on Wednesday, I sit in a position that's between the Speaker and the Deputy Speaker when he's sitting on the back bench. And when the Deputy Speaker arrived, he greeted his colleagues on the back bench, Leslie Miller Bryce and Nabi from North Andros and the Berry Islands. And he said to them that this would be a short session. There'll be two ministerial communications, and then that would be it. Now, they both responded with surprise. I didn't respond with me, and I wait for my opportunity to speak. I wait for the appropriate time. But at that point, I knew that the plan that had been represented to us for the day's proceedings had changed, and that alone had nothing to do with whether or not the speaker was going to give the leader of the opposition an opportunity to speak. Her first response was, I'll get to you later on, but she couldn't commit. And then when pressed again, she did say, I give you my assurance, I'll come to you. And then the story changed one last time. The story doesn't need to change, you know. The truth is always the same. What is always changing is a lie.
Great show. As usual, tell your guests they really struggle to throw him out. Tell him good news. Bahamians don't vote parties in, we vote parties out. So next election, he gets to throw the next party out.
Yeah, they're gone.
Let's see. Here we go. I wanted to take a moment to express my gratitude for Adrian White's unwavering dedication and strong advocacy for the Bahamian people. His commitment to addressing critical issues and consistently fighting for his constituents on not going unnoticed. Kindly tell him, keep up his good work.
Thank you.
And Adrian White's correct. The police were so rough and brutal, it seems as if they pushed down the petitions on the two female senators, Maxine Seymour and Michaela Barnett. Good afternoon. Listen, this is the first time I thought that white Bahamians cared for our country. I'm not talking about Simonettes, the all for me crowd, but the average ordinary white citizen. They're not in immigration, customs, and armed forces, so I'm very impressed with Mr. White.
Thank you.
Good day, Pearly. Tell Mr. White why Lincoln been hating the FNM so much, because he wants to be where we at. Good day, Pearly. Explain to me in a minute or as to why Mr. Fernanda had to resign when none of these crimes happened under his watch. Plus, there were many, many politicians did wrong things and never resigned. Well, two rights don't make a wrong, and because it didn't happen and it shouldn't happen now, a lot of things happened under the watch of the former commissioner. You had a voice note come over, and that didn't that happened on his watch. You had police under arrest for rape. That came on his watch. You had the investigation would have started. Most of the transshipments happened under his watch.
Precisely.
And when you're heavy the crown, heavy the head that wears the crown, when you're the leader, you have to take responsibility, and it's on to you to resign. Now, if people choose not to resign, then the public needs to deal with them, because in the past, politicians have resigned for smaller, for less dubious things as what happened for under the commissioner.
Yeah.
Carly, you're on the air. How you doing?
Good afternoon, Burley.
Hey, my brother, what's up?
And good afternoon to Mr. White.
Good afternoon, okay. Sir.
You know what's disappointing and embarrassing about Bahamians?
What is that?
We're not truthful.
Okay.
Mr. GNN.
Yes, I know.
On the ground.
Uh-huh.
I am neither FNM here, there, or COI, or PLP.
Okay.
But I'm a nationalist.
Okay.
And that, first of all, I can start with the speaker.
Uh-huh.
The speaker was despicable. And Ms. Donna, uh-huh. Actions, her ghetto mentality, but get him off. I thought she said kill him.
Uh-huh.
But it was despicable. They did all of the speakers, with the exception of Hudson Moodry, I don't know what words to use to call them. She was wrong. She obviously was abusing her power. She definitely, and they need to stop it. Now, so, Mr. White.
Yes, sir.
In the last FNM administration, you remember the same thing happening with towards the PL, Progressive Liberal Party, when they won their farewell speeches and stuff like that? I'm sure
I don't recall the farewell speeches of the Progressive Liberal Party in the last administration. Yeah, I know that they had four.
The speeches
Cooper.
Of the Progressive Liberal Party were suppressed under your government as
Hold on, GNN. It was an incident that was under, former Prime Minister Minnis, but under former Prime Minister Ingram.
Hubert
FNM.
Ingram.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Okay.
I said the FNM.
Go ahead. Uh-huh.
Okay. My sister had the from some Linden Pendenjump. My sister had the same incident happen in most of assembly potential that someone tried to grab the mace. And that was disgusting right then, back then. What Mr. Shenandoah, his stellar career, a stellar man, did yesterday was embarrassing for all of them, the PLP and the FNM, and despicable in our house. Because not only does the local watch you want, the world watch you want. We got a problem with crime in this country. And you got people calling in the show, condoning what to me, to Mr. White, what was the end game or what was the reason for that mace to be thrown out of the place, if you can tell me?
So that there could be a conclusion of the abuse by the speaker toward the opposition, the censorship, the inability to allow them an opportunity to speak on their behalf, on behalf of the people that they represent. And in this particular case, after 2 weeks on a matter of critical public importance.
I stand up on my member of parliament, and half of us don't see them for 5 years. And what kind of democracy, when democracy was at full display outside with your party, being able to demonstrate in the public? Isn't that democracy?
Did you deal with that in the house?
It was dealt with in the house.
When you throw the mace on the wind, buddy. And something like that, it got to go down to the level of what Linden Pendent did. It has to affect each and every Bahamian, not FNMs.
Let me ask you a question. We do know there was some Milo Butler who threw the mace out of the window, right? We do know that, right?
Milo Butler threw our glass out the window.
Okay, all right. I got you. All right.
But you're calling this afternoon on the same subject, so you and I have both been touched by the action yesterday.
Me? I'm embarrassed, to say the least. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Thank you, GNN. Carly, you on the air.
Yeah, good day, Burley.
Hey, what's up?
Yes, and Mr. White.
Yes, sir.
You are an attorney, right?
Thank you.
Yeah, could you find out where is that king here today that was confiscated and now I think we, as the Bahamian people, are supposed to own from Colonel Hill? Crooked Island with the 1,200 and something kilos.
Yeah, you and I are only guessing on the subject. In what circumstances would that plane have been confiscated?
And the drugs were found on it.
Yeah.
1 month after they came to power.
So we confiscated a drug plane, mm-hmm. and right now we're indicted members of the same Royal Bahamas Police Force are indicted in United States in New York, participating in a narcotics trafficking operation throughout the Bahamas over the last 3 years.
Right, just the same plane early this year that they went to Parliament and pushed through for $2.5 million,
yeah.
And they were refusing to say what it was for, what type of plane, until I outed them.
We got
on the same radio station that they're talking about the King Air that was busted.
We got two or three different stories as to what the purpose of that plane would be, what the large sum of money was going to be used for. What I want, and I think what a lot of Bahamians would want, is a record of all flight logs for Royal Bahamas Police Force planes since January of 2021 until today's date. Who was on those flights? Where did they go? Where are the planes now? We need those details. There's a lot of information that's available to the Royal Bahamas Police Force now. They don't need to wait on the U.S. authorities to release the name of that high-ranking public official. They can start putting the pieces together in their own investigation for their own Bahamian people. Do we want the U.S. now to tell us something that we're just learning for the first time again? They've already embarrassed us by having oversight of our jurisdiction and picking up on criminal activity. Could not pick up on, or did not pick up on, or as the caller alluded to earlier, due to corruption, refused to do anything about.
Okay, Mr. White, it was the Minister of Finance who went to Parliament and requested put in the line item, right?
For yes.
$2.5 million. The
yes,
Minister of Finance, the Member of Parliament from Cat Islands and Salvador and Rum Key.
Yes, sir.
Right. And they pushed it through. Now, that particular aircraft, which had, I'd like to say, 1.37 tons, that's what 1,200-something kilos measures up to.
Capacity.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, where is that particular aircraft right now? Because, like you say, we'd like to know.
Yeah.
$2.5 million would they need? That plane wasn't even worth $2.5 million. I question these things because a plane that could fly out from Colonel Little Crooked Island to Nassau, supposed to be to the airport or wherever they send it, to get outfitted, that they say. But remember, a plane has three tires, two propellers, two engines. That's externally, right? It flew there. It had some instruments. It may have needed some seats. They have needed but $2.5 million?
Yeah. I want to know, if we confiscated that plane because of narcotics trafficking, after what we found out now through this U.S. indictment, did members of our Royal Bahamas Police Force or members of our government put that plane back into the operation of narcotics trafficking?
Let me just, I don't want to fool you because other people want to
What a disgrace that would be if that is exactly what has happened. I don't know, but there's a lot of information that we can find out. Release those flight logs. Release the information that you said. Where is that plane now? Is it in the U.S.? Is it in U.S. authority custody, or is it there for servicing? Whatever it is, start giving more information. Start removing more persons from their positions. We don't have time to wait on this matter. We're already years behind the gun.
Mr.
Carly, you got a couple more seconds because I got a few more callers and I'm almost out of time.
Right, I'm trying to get on. Please, I send a WhatsApp message to Michael. Michael, B52 and Miles Lerudo, all of us went to school together.
Okay.
Right? Now, I sent a WhatsApp message to him. Request the files from the case and that plane was busted because a Sergeant Campbell, I think he needs to be interviewed on the records because there are certain things that we know that has not been disclosed in reference to the bust in the first place. And
okay.
Let me close with this.
Uh-huh.
Another issue, and Michael knows of my case also, the other airstrip in Crooked Island, Pittstown. Right?
Yeah, caller. You and Naughty supposed to be getting together on that, correct? Next call. We got another call up. Call you on there. How you doing?
Hey, Pearly.
Hey, Pearly L. Pearly L, you got to go fast because they're running out of time.
Yes, yes, yes.
How you doing, and darling?
Good day to champion number two, Mr. White.
Yes, ma'am.
Listen, y'all keep up the fight. I don't understand the reason why they had to drag you out there the way they did, because I'm pretty sure had they waited and speak to you guys properly, you guys would probably exit on your own. However, listen, just keep up the good work. Pearly, I saw you out there.
Me, you saw me. Why you ain't come and hug me then?
Freddie, I can't. You catch me yet?
So.
But anyway, Mr. White, I was listening to what the gentleman on GNN said. I don't understand what GNN is saying, because what you guys did was to show that this. See, for me, I'm putting it back 2-3 years ago. The speaker has been doing this to the FNM and to Mr. Pintat. I told somebody that I believe she have a personal thing against Mr. Pintat. Yeah. That's how I feel. So I just feel that if I poke you long enough with one finger as big as you may be and as small as I may be, eventually you're going to tell me stop because it's going to hurt.
Yeah. There's members on the government side that control the speaker. Some even come into the gallery and lift their hand up.
Tell them what to say.
Motion it and do signals like they're playing with Jazz Chisholm in the World Series. But they're nobodies. Even though they're our attorney general, they're nobodies.
Plus, please forgive me if I can't take your call because we're out of time, but... And we need to get our brother White to come back so we can talk some more about some other things, not only this. But let me read these couple of texts before I thank him and say bye. The Speaker of the House has a PhD in hyperdramatics. I can't read the rest of that. Pearly, it was all theatrics. Why not give the Public Accounts Committee teeth? This fiasco was so beneficial to benefit the FNM. Only Pintat is the head of the PAC. He says he wants to hold the PM accountable. What the PAC for? If you're serious about accountability, give the PAC teeth. Stop playing games with the people now. And due respect to that, the leader of the opposition, who's the chairman of the PAC, has called many meetings, including to Permanent Secretary Luther Smith, who the Attorney General told him not to come. They're not cooperating. The government is not allowing them to come and give. So the PAC only can call a meeting if you don't show up. If the government gives it more teeth, then I think it'll be more effective. Brother Adrian, thank you so much for coming. I really appreciate you being here. Time flies when we're having fun. We got to get you here another time so we can talk some other things. Get some rest.
Yep.
And I guess you got House of Assembly on Wednesday, and the fight continues.
Who knows what we'll be doing, but the fight will continue. We're going to fight. We're going to fight. We're going to fight some more for this Bahama land.
Thank you so much. This has been Pearly on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We're talking here. It's Thursday when we get back. We can talk. We got that big game tonight, and we can see what's going on in the NFL and what else is happening out there. Thank you so much. Thanks for the calls. Thanks for the texts. I apologize for the calls I couldn't take. But good. The time flies when you're having fun.
That's right.
Take care.
Goodbye.
The workers were so long on the plantation, and me never get paid. A gold they stole away, how many life them slay. Now the workers just lock them in them face.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report, brought to you by the Island Game.
Buenos dias, soy yo, Cuban Willie, and it's Thursday. Time for my numerology report with the cuatro pelotas for you today. All brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And today's lucky number in the four ball: 2, 2, 8, 8, 2, 2, 8, 8, 2, 2, 8, 8, 2, 2, 8, 8, 2, 2, 8, 8, 2, 2, 8, 8, 2, 2, 8, 8, 2, 2, 8, 8, 2, 2, 8, 8, 2, 8, 8, 2, 2, 8, 8, 2, 2, 8, 8, 2, 2, 8, 8, 2, 2, 8, 8, 2, 2, 8, 8, 2, 2, 8, 8, 2, 2, 8, 8, 2, 2, 8, 8, 2, 2, 8, 8, 2, 2, 8, 8, 2, 2, 8, 8, 2, 2, 8, 8, 2, 2, 8, 8, 2, 2, 8, 8, 2, 2, 8, 8, 2, 2, 8, 8, 2, 2, 8, 8, 2, 2, 8, 8, 2, 2, 8, 8, 2, 2, 8, 8, 2, 2, 8, 8, 2, 2, 8, 8, 2, Island Games. Stay winning, my friend.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is Boise, and Boise is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let
print masters, bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGrand, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
NRG is nutrition. Check out our world-famous smoothies, signature quinoa dishes. We have the best salads and breakfast fit for a king and his queen. Open for breakfast, lunch, and now dinner. Each order is made with love and the highest quality ingredients and is nutritionally balanced. Visit any of our three locations. Old Fort Bay, open until 7:30 p.m. West Bay Street and Gladstone Road in the Monroe's Complex, open until 4 p.m. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at NRG Bahamas. NRG, nutrition ready to go.
Bring flavor home for the holidays with a KFC Festive Feast. Create timeless memories with a $20 KFC Festive Bucket, brimming with 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits, or decorate the dinner table with a mega Festive Bucket featuring 8 pieces of juicy chicken, 4 biscuits, a large corn and mashed potato duo with a side of gravy, and 4 of our new pumpkin dessert biscuits. Crunch the holidays however you want, and let us do the dishes. KFC Nassau, it's finger-licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl. On Guardian Radio.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, Easy Car Sales, Fine Threads, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
Welcome back to Talking Heads Thursday. Yes, this is your boy Pearly in the house. It's a beautiful Thursday out there. I thought this was supposed to be starting to cool things down, but it's everything getting a little hot. I got 2 more texts I did not read, and I need to read it because I don't want nobody calling me and telling me I ain't read the text. Afternoon, complete separate topic, but does anyone notice how much more they notice the police cars speeding up and down around since this indictment? And it takes, I think they're trying to say, sugar, honey, iced tea to hit the fan for us to pull up our socks and do our job properly. Amen. Amen. I say amen. Let's get right into today in sports history. And then we got some special guests. And we got a little giveaway today. We can talk football later. And we just going to have a good time today. Okay? Let's see now. Why is it every time, and I'm trying to do this, my phone just does these things to me and make me look like I don't know how to operate a telephone. Okay, today is Thursday, December 5th. 2024. I want to say happy birthday to my adopted son, Carl, out there. Have a beautiful day, Carl. In 1908, at the University of Pittsburgh, numerals were first used on football uniforms worn by college facility. The Stanley Cup, Conn Smythe Trophy, and the Bill Matheson Trophy were stolen from the NHL Hall of Fame. In 1973, Ron Santo became the first major league player to veto his trade. In 1978, the late Pete Rose, signed with the Philadelphia Phillies. The contract was worth 4 years and $32 million, making Rose the highest paid athlete in team history. They're making $32 million. They're making $3.2 million a day now. In 1982, Mel Gray ended an NFL streak of 121 consecutive games with a reception. In 1983, Steve Howe of the My Los Angeles Dodgers was suspended for 1 year for cocaine use. In 1983, the video arcade game NFL Football was unveiled in Chicago. It was the first video arcade game to be licensed by the NFL. In 1995, Don Marino of my Miami Dolphins passed for 300 yards in the game for the 52nd time and set an NFL record. In 2000, Karl Malone of the Utah Jazz moved past Will Chamberlain into second place on the NBA all-time scoring list. And finally, in 2002, Michael Hanzar of the Philadelphia Flyers became only the second NHL player to score an overtime goal on a penalty shot. The Flyers beat the New York Rangers 3-2. In the sports quote of the day, the future ain't what it used to be. Yogi Bear. I tell you, Yogi Bear always had the greatest quotes. And quickly in the home front, let's see what's going on there. The Bahamas dominates in Martin. Hosting Blast visiting score 33-9. Oh, my God. Y'all taking advantage of the journey. Cooper Poise for University Athletics at UNLV, University of Nevada, Las Vegas. And Hero Moto Corp extends title sponsorship of Hero World Challenge. Unfortunately, Tiger won't be here playing this year. He's still coming off an injury, but it's been a great event. So good to be here with you. It's so good to have my friends, my brother.
Yes, sir.
And see, I like when you bring these pretty ladies in.
Yes, sir.
Indeed.
Vanity. You're lacking that confidence.
Oh, boy.
And give the Bahamas your name, my love.
Sure. Good evening. Candice Weesh.
Candice Weesh. And you're a runner as well.
I am. Well, am I a runner?
Yes. You're a runner.
I just did a half marathon, so yes, I am a runner.
Oh, really? You
did? I did the Bahamas half, and I've been running, I think, since about 2017.
Okay.
And it became a passion of mine to build civic organizations and community groups to come out and participate and give back. And so the love of running has connected me to the wonderful Mr. Marcel Major and Teresa Major. And here we are.
And we have a big event that's coming up this weekend.
Yes, sir.
And it's called...
No. Next weekend.
Listen, I'm so anxious for Christmas to come. Christmas is my favorite time of the year. I just love Christmas. It's good. And the main reason is for the season, really, the birth of Christ. But it's also an opportunity to spend with family. So I'm just excited for Christmas to come. It's on the 14th.
Yes. December 14th.
And that's on a Jungle Jingle to Bay 5K.
5K.
What is it? Tell us. I mean, I know what it is, but let's tell my listening audience.
Well, Junkaloo Jingle to Bay 5K is the most anticipated running event of the year and of the festive season.
And I saw a picture with a bunch of Santa. All the people actually wear Santa Claus costumes?
Yes, they do. And guess what? They're lightweight Santa Claus suits that we provide as part of your registration fee.
So, it's not that Santa Claus suit when I had to play Santa Claus over children.
No, not the hot velvety one.
Sweat off 10 pounds.
No, sir.
I needed to lose, but...
The most anticipated race of the year. On December 14th, we provide the Santa suits for you. We allow you to even bring your pups. It's a family-oriented, festive, fun time. December 14th, Araki leaves through downtown Nassau, and guess what happens in Rawson Square?
Junkanoo, I bet.
You know something.
Listen, that's what we grew up doing.
That's why we name it the Junkanoo Jingle to Bay 5K.
So they run from Araki and it ends at Rawson Square?
No, it continues on. It's a 5K. It goes 3.1. It's a 3.1 mile run.
It goes
up 1.55. Turns around by Rubis, just a little past Commonwealth Bank.
Yes.
And return back downtown, back to the Araki village.
And so the Junkanoo is there to inspire them, to keep them going. And you hear that music, that's where I run.
And this year we got a big surprise along the route. We don't want to spill the surprise, but we want you to register.
So
let's see what the surprise is all about.
You get Junkanoo going past Rawson Square and Junkanoo coming back past Rawson Square.
Yeah, you pass it twice. And we may even have another Junkanoo group at the end by Rubis. So we're working on that.
I ain't got to ask Mr. Valley Boy this. Let's
don't go down that road, for God's sake.
How's registration going?
It's going really well. It's picking up. We have a lot of groups that are registering.
Okay.
And, it's important because we're giving back to the community. Part proceeds is this year's earmarked for the Bahamas National Children's Choir.
Wonderful.
We believe in supporting the arts. We believe in young adults. And so part of the proceeds will go to them. The music director said they need new costumes. They travel the world.
Yes, they do.
And they often need new gear to promote the Bahamas. And so we want to make an impact in their young lives. There should be 50 of them coming out on the 14th.
Okay.
Not only to perform, but to participate. And it's a part of what we do. Additionally, we have about 30-plus children from a local group home
okay.
that we've invited with their chaperones mm-hmm. to come out and to walk the route and enjoy the festivities along the way, because we want to bring Christmas cheer. We want to bring out community. And we're grateful to a corporate partner for donating toys to these kids.
Indeed.
So is it just running or, I can walk as well?
No, it's a fun run, walk, skate, whatever you want to do.
Okay.
Whatever you feel like doing, just come along. You can even bring your children, so toddlers as well. So you can put them in your Porsche and bring them and have a good time.
So what does it take to register? How much does it cost to register?
The registration, it's $45 for the adult.
Uh-huh.
Those that want to bring along their furry friends, the pups, it's $50.
Okay.
And for the children, it's $35. But we do have a, like Candy said, we have a special group rate.
And bring your pooper scooper when you bring the pups, right?
Yeah, man. We even have little pots for the water along the water spots, super. Water stops for the dog for if the they're dog? Thirsty.
Super. How do I register? I mean, how do you register online? Do I have to register on site? Tell me a little bit about that.
Registration is going very well. Okay. We encourage the public to jump on board now because some races we have to cap off.
Okay.
Based on the merchandise that we provide for each event.
Okay.
So we're encouraging the public. The merchandise is going very quickly. So we're encouraging the public to hurry up and register at the Four Seasons racemanagement.com website. That's the word for F-O-U-R, seasons with an S, race, R-A-C-E, management.com website. And you can register online there, or we are going to have a registration drive, our last one. We've been at Goodman's Bay for the past 3 or 4 weeks.
Okay.
And our last one is going to be in person on Goodman's Bay on Saturday coming. From about 7 till about 8:30 in the morning.
Okay.
So come on down.
Okay.
And meet the team. Meet the JJ the Bay team.
It sounds like a lot of fun. How many of you had last year and how many do you anticipate this year?
We had almost over 300 Santas last year.
Okay.
So yeah, we're hoping to at least increase that by at least 50%, like about 450.
Okay.
Hoping.
Super.
We're anticipating.
Super. And I've doing this show, I've been, not just you, but some others doing a lot of road races as well. It seems mm-hmm. that running is, and people are be happy to participate in races. And a lot more Bahamians are doing that serious 26-mile thing called the marathon and traveling the world.
We make, like I said, my wife and I, we are marathoners.
Yes.
And we plan a vacation around a marathon.
So what's the next marathon you're going to be running?
Next one we are preparing for is going to be in Berlin in September.
Wonderful.
And those are not easy to get into.
Okay.
You have to go into a lottery and your chances of getting in is almost very slim to none. And when you do get in, it's a blessing.
Uh-huh.
Because they have almost like close to almost 700,000-800,000 people registering for a 50,000-person event.
Wait. 700,000 people
are registering. Yeah, people all around the world.
50,000 people are running in this race?
Yeah.
So it takes about an hour to start the race, huh?
They put you in what they call corrals.
Okay.
You go in different corrals, so you don't all start at the same time.
Okay.
And when you get your registration information, they tell you which corral you're in. Sometimes they base it on your speed.
Okay.
On your estimated finishing time.
Okay.
And then they put you in the various corrals. So it takes about an hour and a half, 2 hours maybe to start those big events.
Wow.
And what I'd like to say too is based on our experiences around the world, we're hoping that one day the Bahamas will catch on to road racing. It's fast becoming the popular sport, the most leisure sport of choice by persons around the world.
Uh-huh.
And when we do travel around the world, there are people, you know, when you go to Junkanoo and you have people lining, the spectators lining the Junkanoo route for 26 miles, probably, I kid you not, 26 miles, people come out of their bed just to cheer on the marathoners in these different countries.
Wow.
So we're hoping that one day marathoning and road racing will be caught on in the Bahamas.
Uh-huh.
Because it's a lifestyle, it's fun, mm-hmm. people, you get to be able to, when you're running, so... Like we always say in this business, movement is medicine.
Yes.
It certainly is.
So we encourage people to one day just come out and watch. If, like, for example, Saturday the 40th, come out and line the route and watch the Santas pass you.
Participate.
I can get up and walk over there. I can walk over the hill.
We want to see you. And to that point, you know, we're boosting sports tourism.
Okay.
I want to thank the Nassau Guardian for running our story this week about the importance of creating new opportunities for tourists. We've talked about creating a new package for tourists to come and explore and what better way than to tie in Christmas in the Bahamas Indeed. With running and walking and also John Canoe?
And that's what I was, you led me to my next question. Do we have any foreign athletes coming for this event?
What we are hoping, we may have one or two, but what we're trying to do is we're trying to partner with the hotels
okay.
that the race is going to pass, like, for example, La Pointe.
Yes.
The one particular, what's the name? Margaritaville.
Margaritaville, mm-hmm. yeah.
And then there's another one. There's three different.
Hilton.
Hilton. Uh-huh. With three of them within that particular.
Okay, okay.
We draft letters to them. We're hoping that they can come on board and see what the outcome of this being for their guests to experience this authentic. The very authentic Bahamian race where they can actually see John Canoe, they can actually get to mix and mingle with the Bahamians and also see the main thoroughfare as they participate in the event. So
if they want to sign up, they register that they're more than welcome to.
They're more than welcome to. We've approached them hoping if they're listening
okay.
to try and to see are. If we can set up a registration booth in their lobby on okay. Thursday and Friday of next week. Because you want to catch the guests that are coming in for next weekend. Because okay. usually they only stay for about 4 or 5 days.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So we've already drafted mm-hmm. we've drafted letters to the Margaritaville. And I can't, the next name escapes me.
But I just also the want
point,
to say to
there's
that.
There's the point, the Margaritaville.
And one in between there.
You mean the Marriott?
No, it has Courtyard one Marriott? Particular place.
You have the Hilton, that's on One Bay Street. And then yeah. you have the Margaritaville.
The Margaritaville. And the point across the road from the Margaritaville where JW is, there's a name on that particular
one. Okay.
The name escapes okay. me now.
But to that point, Nassau Paradise Island Promotion Board has mm-hmm. come on as one of our partners.
Wonderful.
And they have decided that sports tourism is something that they want to push, and they are putting it out to their network okay. of international guests.
Okay.
Right. And so we want to say thank you to them and to all of our partners that have said they believe in the vision. I had the opportunity to talk to Bahamas Air and to the Ministry of Tourism today and say, hey, man, think big, because the Bahamas, we are a hub, like Marathon Bahamas Spartan. How many people? Like 2,000 participants in years past?
Yeah.
We envision 2,000 Santas running from Arawaki down Bay Street
wow.
and knowing that part proceeds is going to a good cause. Yes. We're building community. We are increasing health and mobility in this country because we know that exercise and movement is critical right. to a good, healthy life. Giving back, cultural, it's John Canoe, man. Like, you can't beat it.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you said you've run a half marathon.
Yes.
You any plans for running a marathon?
I do. I do have a dream of completing a 26.2.
26.2.
Yes. I've done 3 half marathons in my life.
Okay.
Just completed the last one last month.
Okay.
And that is a goal of mine, to complete a full marathon and have my kids. A shout out to Liam and Luke that are here in the studio.
Hey, guys.
They're proud supporters. They're at every finish line when I finish. That, and I do one. Intend one day to actually go ahead and do that. Yes. Marcel's wife gave me a training schedule,
okay,
which helped me to get through this half marathon. Every okay. week she had me outside running 6 miles, 4 miles, mm-hmm. 8 miles. But the key is, do something that you love.
Okay.
Right. Do something that makes you happy. And yeah. for me and Marcel, Teresa, it's together to do something that we enjoy, mm-hmm. That could benefit the community as well.
Amen. This is a question I always wanted to ask. You ran a half marathon last month.
Yes.
If you run a marathon in December, how soon are you able to run a second marathon?
It depends on your conditioning and your training.
Okay.
Some people run marathons back to back, 1 week after the other.
Really?
So if they're conditioned.
Okay.
It is customary in the running world. If you've run a marathon, you usually take the same amount of days off once you finish.
Okay.
So once you do the 26.2, you take 26 days off,
and then
you start training again.
Okay.
But it depends on your conditioning and what you've done and the level of your age. All this has a factor in how often you can do a marathon.
Key thing, age.
But most of us in the Bahamas, you know, we are part of the Bahamas Road Masters, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Most of us try to do at least one marathon a year because it's a very vigorous training session.
Yes.
Almost 16 to 18 weeks of training.
Yes, yes.
So, but yeah, it's a lot of fun and very therapeutic too, mentally therapeutic. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Running is life.
Wonderful, wonderful. Before I let you go, tell me where they can register again, what it costs to register, and you said you have some. Oh, we have a trivia. Let's
Give
do that.
Away, yeah.
So go ahead, ask your question.
All right. If you're listening to us and if you've been Four Seasons Race Management, you would know that the name Four Seasons means that we have a race within each season. The trivia question is, we have a free registration for our upcoming Jingle the Bay on the 14th. If you can answer the trivia question, you can call into Pearly. I guess he's going to give you the number.
323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Or you can text the answer to me at 422-4796. And I have a saying, voice rotten, the whole tale covered.
All right. The question is, Four Seasons, the name Four Seasons Race Management. We have a race in each season. Name the name of the race and name the month of the race. Four races. I gave you a little clue. Name the name of the race and the month the race is held.
They already got one answer, so you got to find three. Right?
Three more.
Yeah. Okay. So you can call in. You got a few minutes to call in. But what we'll do is, even though you guys will be leaving, we'll hold the prize.
Or yes.
You
know, I bought a prize. Yeah.
Okay, and then you
have a suit and everything.
You have until the end of the show to let me know. Call me or text me, and we'll announce the winner, and we'll be more than happy to see that you get your prize.
I bought you a medal, and I bought you, Naughty's wife wanted one of
those. Oh, MJ, yes, I heard
those
that.
Those are excellent for
Christmas.
I won't
tell you how vexed I was, but I said, Naughty get medal.
You got medal now. You can put it on your tree.
I said, I ain't control no loaners.
Now, Pearly, you know an event of this magnitude requires sponsors.
Yes,
you
please, know, please, please.
We're very appreciative of Corporate Bahamas, who has really come on board with us.
Uh-huh.
In particular, this one, we got the Nassau Paradise Island Promotion Board.
Super.
We are very proud of them. They are our brass sponsor, Candice.
Conchel sponsor.
We have the Dunkin'. We have ZNS, Thompson Trading. Health-wise, we're going to have the health screening in the DeSantis Village. We have Nassau Guardian, Caribbean Bottling, Radio House, Nassau Agency Limited, BWA, Alpha Sounds, Quality Home Center, Electronic Media, Bahamas Waste. We're very thankful for them and our volunteers and our participants.
Well, we have a caller. Let's see if this caller is going to be the smart one. Caller, you're on the air. Go ahead, caller, you're on the air.
So is it the beach run in June?
That's one.
Running in love in February?
That's two.
And then the jungle 5K in December?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, one more to go.
One more?
Yes, it's four. There are four seasons in the year. Winter, spring, summer, and fall.
You want me to help you?
Yes, please.
No. Look on the website, fourseasonsracemanagement.com. It's right there.
So go to the cheat sheet, which is the website, and then call me back. How that sound?
Okay.
Beat the next caller.
But we want to say thank you so much for having us and for promoting this race. It means a lot to us. The holiday season is a time to be festive and celebratory, and we also want to give back. So again, Jungnu Jingle to Bay 5K is next Saturday, race day registration.
Okay.
Part of best practices is that we don't do that the day of. It's too chaotic.
Yeah.
You got to come out before then. Packet pickup is December 11th at the Cancer Society from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay.
So if you can't go online and register, you can come and register, get your Santa suit one time, but do not wait until Saturday morning and be calling us. It's too late.
Nothing happening.
And we are thankful for our groups. We have groups that are coming out. Shout out to Doctors Hospital and other groups that are planning to come out. Corporate Bahamas, we appreciate you. We love you, and we need you there.
We need you there.
We're always happy. You know, we're friends of Four Seasons Race Management and Four Seasons Roadmasters. We're always happy to have you here. Anytime you do an event, you're more than welcome to come and share
with
us.
They didn't call back.
No, that's all right. They're going to call.
Yeah?
They're going to call.
I'll give you the name before I leave.
Yes. So thank you so much again.
Thank you for having us.
We look forward to the 14th. We look forward to a great event. We're looking forward to record numbers.
Yes, sir.
And we'll see you again on the next
thank
event.
Thank you.
This has been Pearly here, Talking Heads Thursday on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. When we get back, you can take a look at that football game. Man, and I'm hearing there's some unrest in that Miami Dolphin locker room, so we'll see what's going on. We'll be right back.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care, for every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org.
This KFC drip just won't quit. Step your flavor game up with the new KFC Saucy Nuggets. 100% real premium white meat nuggets sauced in your choice of one of five KFC sauces. Korean barbecue, mango habanero, guava barbecue, stinging honey garlic, or signature barbecue. Do whatever the crunch you want with any of our new KFC Saucy Nuggets. 100% real, 100% a deal. Only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. KFC Saucy Nuggets drip. It's finger-licking good.
My understand more to where I gotta get ready for the best of the best of God. I'm coming to the Montague Four Shores from December 5th to December 8th. Join me in Bucktow for thrilling A, B, C, and E class races featuring the top sailors from around the world. Man, understand, you wanna see me talking?
I'm talking!
Anyway, also experience amazing Bahamian food and vibrant culture with the best delicious local dishes and live performances from the Bahamian top artists. And guess what? I can be there shaking a leg.
Shaking what leg?
And it's in our shop.
Flavid Island Games. We making dreams come true. Flavid Island Games. We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise and the mash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first. Guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl. On Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I got my medal. I got my medal. I'm going to put it on my Christmas tree. Man, did you guys, and I can say this as polite as possible. I was going to say, yeah, no, but I changed my mind. Did you guys see that cut behind that my Lakers got last night? Mr. Producer, you didn't watch that game, eh? I was so, Muff, one of our loyal callers and one of our one of the best friends of Talking Heads called me on my phone and teased me last night. This ain't no blowout. This ain't. And certain words he used, I can't use on radio. Man, but that was, it was embarrassing for the Lakers last night. 134-93, a 41 point beating. What in the world were the Lakers doing last night? What in the world have the Lakers been doing the last few nights? I'm starting to understand why Naughty has put himself in a self imposed exile, you know. So don't forget, I still got this prize to give away. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Or you can text me. What are the four? There are the four seasons is named after the four. They do four races. The purpose of the four seasons management is they have four races. Name the four races and when they're held. And you got a wonderful free registration. You get a stocking to put up for Santa, and you get your Santa suit, and you're fully registered to participate in Junkanoo Jingle 5K run on the 14th of December. So it's a wonderful event, and they do a great job of getting and building the road race sport. So I'd say hats off to Four Seasons. Call you on the air. Don't listen to your radio. Just listen to your phone because you'll be listening. You'll be delayed. Okay.
Pardon?
Just listen to your radio. Just listen to your phone, not the radio. Turn your radio down. Turn your radio down a little bit. Talk to me.
Okay. Sorry.
Turn. You got to turn your radio down because you're getting the feedback. Okay.
Yeah, I can turn the radio off.
Okay. So you got an answer for the question?
Yeah, what the question?
Say that again.
What the question again?
What are the four races that Four Seasons do every year in the purpose of their name?
I can't hear you.
What are the four races that Four Seasons does every year? Yes.
You know what the
name is? When you get that too much noise, sorry, so sorry, Corbin, that's too much noise. When you get, you know, you got to turn your radio down and keep the noise down and you call back so I can hear you, because me repeating myself is not very good radio, okay? Thank you. So, Lakers got a beating of their lives last night, an embarrassing cut, in the words of Naughty, cut behind. It was oh man, I cut it off. I didn't go back for the third quarter. I didn't go back. It was ridiculous. It was embarrassing. They couldn't buy a bucket. Hero was on what did they say, on Frigo. And it was ridiculous. Carly on there, how you doing?
Hi, this is me again.
How you doing?
I'm good. It's the fourth one, the BAPD Miracle Mile.
So give me the four all over again.
Okay. So the Bikini, Junk in a Bikini, Bed Bath Beach Run.
Uh-huh.
The Running in Love, the Junkanoo Jingle, and then the BAPD Miracle Mile.
And you know what? You're a winner. What's your name?
Alandra.
Alandra. Okay, yes. So your prize is here. You can pick it up. It'll be downstairs by the security booth. You can get it tonight, or you can pick it up tomorrow morning. Just bring Liz up to say who you are. I'm gonna ask my producer to put you on hold, okay, so that he can get your full name and a phone number from you, so that we can make sure that you get your prize. And let's bring a little ID so they can know that, you know, that's
no
you.
Problem.
Alrighty. Okay. Congratulations. And then you're going to be running on the 14th?
Yes, of course.
Super, super. But you know what? Look for Pearly, okay?
Okay.
I'll be watching, not running.
Thank you.
Take care. Congratulations. Wonderful. Alandra's our winner. Super. What did I do? Did I do something wrong, Mr. Producer? Oh, Alandra, that's my bad. Please call back, Alandra. Please call back. Quick, and I have a trigger finger, and I should not be pressing that button. So, producer, give me one. Lock this now. All right, so back to the beating that my Lakers told last night. It was very embarrassing. It was ridiculous. I'm going to boycott the Lakers till they start getting their act together. Then you got the Celtics. The Celtics beat the Pistons last night. You got the Nets that beat the Pacers last night. The Sixers lost to the Magic. Sixers lose. Everybody beating the Sixers. The Bucks lost to the Hawks. And I'm telling you, the Timberwolves beat the Clippers. They're going to be a really good team. And I expect a lot out of them. So tonight, we have football. We have a big game tonight. The Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions. And that's a huge game. I picked Detroit to go to the Super Bowl. I picked Baltimore and Detroit in the Super Bowl. I'm having reservations about Baltimore now, but I definitely have no reservations about the Detroit Lions. I've always had some admiration for them ever since Barry Sanders was there. Not a fan. Don't pull for the team, a Dolphin. But I like Detroit. Always enjoy watching them on Thanksgiving. And they have a huge game with the Packers. I think it's a defining game for the Packers. Not because they beat the Dolphins, meaning that they're that good, but I think it's a defining game for them. It's a game that will determine whether that they for real, or they're, you know, what they say, contenders or pretenders. So if they were to beat the Detroit Lions tonight, I think that you could look at the Packers to be a team to reckon with in the rest of the season, a team that can challenge for the NFC title, and a team that can challenge to get into the Super Bowl. Some people may not like that. Some people may not want to hear that. But tonight's game should be a really good game. It should be a really good game. It's in Detroit. You ain't gonna worry about no snow. You ain't gotta worry. It's a dome. So you ain't gotta worry about no snow. You gotta worry about control air weather. So it'll be, you know, Detroit has some injuries. They have some injuries, which may tell. I think they got an offense. Let's see who all they got injured. I think they got an offense. Their starting left guard may be gone. I'm not sure. I'm going to make sure of that. So some of the key injuries in tonight's game would be, you get Dubs from Green Bay. He's out with a concussion. You get Cooper, who's out with a hamstring. You've got the wide receiver. Raymond is out for Detroit. And you've got a linebacker, Azolin out for Detroit. They got a tight end out. They got They got a running back, Dylan, out for Green Bay. There's a lot of injuries. There's a lot of injuries on the Detroit side. And I'm noticing there's a lot more injuries in football this year, particularly with the ACL injuries. And I don't know if that's because of the turf they're playing on. I don't know if that's they're not conditioning properly. But there's been a lot of type of injuries going on, you know. So that's going to be something interesting to see how they. I believe that the winning team is the team that stays. The team. Let me rephrase that. The Super Bowl winner is the team that stays healthy. I'm a firm believer that the Super Bowl winner is the team that stays healthy. I never say the best team win. Some people think, you know, somebody, Mr. Chief, would think the Kansas City, but they stayed healthy. They relatively stayed healthy. They kept their quarterback healthy. And that's key to winning. That's key to winning, winning the Super Bowl. And that's the quick. I'm not gonna go into the nitty gritty of who's playing. But you got the Jets. You got the Dolphins. The Jets and Dolphins on Sunday. You got the Falcons and the Falcons and the Vikings. The Saints and the Giants. The Jags and the Titans. The Raiders and the Buccaneers. The Cleveland and Steelers. You know, Cleveland beat Steelers the last time. Eagles hosting the Panthers. Arizona and the Seahawks. Buffalo and the Rams, the Bears and the 49ers, the Chargers and the Chiefs. So that's going to be some interesting games to see. And what's going on? You see some stuff happening in football and baseball. Some talking the Soto sweepstakes is continuing. That's going to be interesting to see. But no, outside of that, I don't see a lot to be worried about in baseball just yet. The winter meetings have not come up yet. So we don't know what's going to go on there. I'm anxious to see. We're going to have an interesting final. We got an interesting final 10. I'm trying to decide whether we can do Colin Cowherd or we're going to do Rich Eisen. And I'm leaning towards a story from Colin Cowherd that I like and that I saw earlier today. And I also like, you know what? We're going to talk about the hysteria that's going on. And we're just going to switch it up a little bit because it's so hot into football. And I'm still basking in the glory of my Dodger victory. We're going to talk a little baseball today. We're going to talk about the hysteria that's going around the Juan Soto signing. A lot of people are getting hysterical about it. People are divvying up the money more. He's really doing it right. He's playing the game, and he should be pretty much telling us who's going to sign within the next few days. All right? And I'm excited to see who goes. I don't think he'll be a Dodger. I really don't think he'll be a Dodger. We don't need him. He's a very good batter. He's a great baseball player at the plate. A lot of patience. He reads the strike zone. He don't strike out a lot. He gets on base one way or the other. He finds a way to work the pitch count. But he's not a great fielder. And I think within 3, maybe 4 years, he's going to be a full-time DH. The Dodgers got their full-time DH in the best player in baseball in Shohei Ohtani. So I don't see him going to the Dodgers. I don't see that happening. We don't need him. I think we should go after Teoscar Hernandez, get him back home. Sasaki is in the mix. And maybe pick up one or two out of some secondary players to come off the bench. I'm happy that we got Edmonds on the full day. We got him there. He's a great player. He brings a lot of leadership to the team. So I'm happy about that. All right, let's take a quick look at the game tonight. I wanted to analyze that a little bit more before we get out of here. Let's see. So Green Bay at Detroit tonight. Detroit, I think, are 4-point favorites now. They were 3-point favorites now. All right, that's a field goal favorite. I like what Detroit is doing. I like how they play for they. You know, all right. I'll tell you this: when that team in Green Bay beat the pants off Miami, and I can say beat the heat off of Miami, and they said that Miami can't win games under 40 degrees because they're too finesse, they're too soft. Detroit's not soft. Detroit can be finesse, but they are a smash-mouth football team. They love playing for their coach. They take on the personality of their coach. People were saying there may be some dissension in the locker room in Miami. And it's not confirmed, but one anonymous player said that you're going to see the McDaniel shivering on the field, and when they got into the locker room, he was standing by the heater. I don't know how true that is, but that's not a good thing to see if you're the team, if your leaders is not... is freezing and you got it. You know, it's not showing leadership and showing that he can make your team a tough team. So that's something I'm very concerned about when it comes to Miami. That's not Detroit. They play for the coach. They play smash mouth football when they could. They play fast football when they need to. They play aggressive football. And I think we're gonna see an interesting game. Detroit is a 3-point favorite. I will give Detroit under points. I think they're gonna win by more than 4 points. I think they're gonna win by 10. I think Detroit is gonna show that they're the best team in football today, and I think that's what's gonna happen. Let's take this last caller before we go.
Brother, is talking a voice along with you, Pearly.
What's up, my brother? Hey, Brandon, how you doing, brother?
I'm holding. You know, I don't like how Miami losing, right?
No, me neither.
But, you know, what Miami need to do is iron up themselves, especially when they're going into those cities that are cold.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they got to iron up themselves, man.
They got to get tougher, and I think they got to seriously look at bringing some players in that are tough like that who can handle it, because I love the speed football. I love the finesse football we play. I think Tua was a great passer. He's a very accurate passer. I like the Tyreek Hill and the Waddle speed. But you got to get tough on defense, and the defense is too soft. They're too soft.
They got to iron up themselves. Take some iron, man.
Yeah, you know. Calais Campbell is a prime example of a tough, hard-nosed player that's doing really well at 37 years old. A lot of fellas, they got to take his lead.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you, man.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, right.
Well, so, all right, so 3-point favorites. I give Detroit in the points. I think Detroit will win by 10. And I see Naughty tomorrow, Clint tomorrow, Eric tomorrow. We'll give you a full rundown on the other scores, the other games, give our picks on that. It's been real. It's been fun. It's been a good day. Good to be here with you. It's been a Talking Heads Thursday with Pearly on Guardian Radio 96.9. Please be safe on those streets. I was going to say stay warm, but it's already hot out there, so be good. Take care.
It's over. That safe, guaranteed investment opportunity that you've been waiting for has finally arrived. My name is Bond, the Bahamas Government Savings Bond. And as of Thursday, November the 21st, all Bahamians for as little as $100 can begin to save for their future. The investment rates are fixed and guaranteed with terms from 1 to 6 years. So you can't lose. Mark it down. Thursday, November the 21st. Get your Bahamas Government Savings Bonds. Check out the Central Bank of the Bahamas website for more details.
NRG is nutrition. Check out our world-famous smoothies, signature quinoa dishes. We have the best salads and breakfast fit for a king and his queen. Open for breakfast, lunch, and now dinner. Each order is made with love and the highest quality ingredients and is nutritionally balanced. Visit any of our 3 locations. Old Fort Bay, open until 7:30 p.m. West Bay Street and Gladstone Road in the Monroe's Complex. Open until 4 Instagram and Facebook at NRG Bahamas. NRG, nutrition ready to go.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl, on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Did you hear that? The Dodgers have deferred $1 billion.
How is that legal? Why is Major League Baseball letting that happen?
Because it is legal.
Yeah.
Don't you remember after Ohtani signed and we found out that he deferred
$68 million per year?
Something. No, wasn't. I thought it was 59 or something like that. Whatever.
He's only
was.
Getting $2 million in
right.
salary.
So, yeah. whatever it is, it's an absurd amount of money, and that we popped up on the screen the actual language in the collective bargaining agreement that allows teams to do this.
Let's change it.
And it seems like every member of the C, it's part of the plan. They're all doing it to the point where they're deferring $1 billion.
Want a trophy? I'd wait to get.
I mean, how does that even work financially? Can somebody explain this to me? Like, what do? You got to put it. You got to put it away. Don't you have to put it in escrow? You can't just say, I promise you, I'll have it in 10 right. years.
No, it'll be there. Take our word.
I don't know if baseball is different than the NFL in that regard.
You have to be. You can't just play. There it is. Thank you. Look at Hoskins on it. There shall be no limitations on either the amount of deferred compensation or the percentage of total compensation attributable to deferred compensation for which a uniform player's contract may provide.
That's nuts.
You can do it.
That's insane.
And I guess you have a team that is telling everybody, guess what? Ohtani did it. Would you like to do it? Because guess what Ohtani did for the first time in his first year? Make the playoffs. Guess what Ohtani did in his first year? Won the World Series. Guess what Ohtani did in his first year here? Was the MVP. Guess what Ohtani did in his first year here? He got a dog. And we let the dog run around. And we make a bobblehead of the dog. And there's lots of reasons to come here to play. Yes.
Oh, I mean,
don't you remember that? Don't you remember people lined up like 9 hours before to get his dog?
I got to get him.
And his dog. We're a bobblehead.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, players are like, okay. Blake Snell's like, okay, I'll do it.
I mean,
right? Tommy Edman, isn't he deferring all of his money? It's not like he's just walking around like Ohtani money.
Does he have oil money that we don't know about?
I don't know. I mean, it's enough for him to live comfortably.
Yeah, I think Snell's deferring like $70 million or something.
I mean, that's.
So if they're just like, yeah, let's put it in escrow. You'll get it later. So, and it allows us to sign more people and put an all-star team out there. I swear to God, if Soto becomes that next one.
Latest from Sean McAdam.
Oh, my God.
Reno covers Sox.
Oh, my God.
It's just an update ahead of the winter meeting. Yankees, Mets, Blue Jays, Sox, and perhaps the Dodgers still involved. Would not be surprised if Soto's contract over 700 approach 800.
Wow.
Million.
Paid that man his money.
Wow.
Some offers for Soto, but not all the offers from teams include deferred money.
Ooh.
So if the Yankees sign him, I will say, great job. Money well spent. If the Red Sox or the Mets or the Dodgers or the Blue Jays sign him, I will say, all that money for him.
Yeah.
I can't even field all that well.
Of course.
Yeah. And sometimes he's, Juan Scissorhands out there and right.
He really doesn't look comfortable playing outfield.
No, he doesn't. And you're going to pay that guy? Does he pitch too? No, he doesn't even pitch.
Yankees get him. Oh, he's the best fielder.
I don't care. He's the most clutch hitter in baseball.
He is the best baseball players I have ever seen.
He really is.
And he's 26.
26, free agent, 26.
Just turned it too.
Give him whatever he wants.
Your guy.
Whatever he wants.
Your guy is the guy with the most.
Honestly, we should just rename the Freedom Trail the Soto Trail in Boston. You know what I mean? You want the U.S. Constitution? Take it.
It's
you
US
want Paul
Soto?
Revere's house? Take it.
Guys, with one
Did
stroke
you have the
of a pen,
church?
Cousin Stevie will write that check.
Now, ESPN says that he wants to sign today.
Oh, it's a wrap.
Or that they're saying
Passon's saying they want to get it done. They want to get it done before the
winter meeting. But the winter meeting starts Sunday.
Yeah. Rich, FaceTime Passon right now.
To do what?
Just let's check in with him.
But why? I mean, do you know how many people must be blowing him up right now?
What if they're not, though?
What do you think?
what if they're not?
What do you think?
How many people are live on air of a show on Roku that would FaceTime him right now?
In the same way that Jason Kelsey says, I'm not asking Taylor Swift for anybody's tickets.
Yeah, no.
That's completely different.
This is work-related, man.
What do you want me to say? Hey, Jeff.
What you know?
We're all freaking out about Juan Soto.
Where'd he go?
What do you say? What do you know?
You really want me to do that?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know Brockman wants you to. It's his favorite
thing. I'm always in favor of FaceTiming guests.
But I'm not going to do that just out of the blue.
Well, give me his number. I'll FaceTime him. I'll talk to him about wrestling. And that's how I'll give him an in.
You can text him. Jeff will answer.
Jeff answers?
Hey, man.
Professional.
Yeah, he's not going to be in the back room.
On the air right now.
Where was it? That was it, like
my
the hotel ice machine, right?
We are freaking about Juan Soto.
Where's he going?
I'll call Jeff.
And want me. Oh, screw it. I'll just do it.
Yeah. See?
Brockman. Good job.
Yeah. Brockman? That was me.
Well, that was TJ's idea, but I think...
All right, hold on a minute.
Years of me saying, just FaceTime him.
You're making me this. This is a bad idea.
No, it's not.
This is a great idea. What are you talking about?
Hold on. You also want answers.
Yes. We demand the truth here.
I demand answers.
Yes.
All right, I'm FaceTiming him.
I just backed off of what Chris created.
I'm FaceTiming Jeff Passan.
This is fantastic. Yeah. Oh, Jeff, please answer.
Please, for the love of God.
Oh, man.
If he answers, I'm...
I was listening to a podcast with him this morning. He has a broken toe, speaking of the toe thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What happened?
He wants to cut it off.
I think he's...
Hold on, he's answering.
He walked into something.
Oh, my God. We're live. We're live, Jeff. Just a heads up, we're live.
Are we?
There we are live.
So you have me on TV right now?
No, you're not on TV right now. Just your voice.
Yep, just your voice.
By the way,
his
hair is almost perfect.
Almost right. It wakes up like that.
Nothing less.
I woke up like this.
By the way, very, very comfortable sort of hoodie that you're wearing right now. I don't know where.
Oh, it's not a hoodie. It's a Snuggie.
No,
Snuggie.
All right. I'm sorry to do this. My guys have essentially insisted.
Yeah, we need answers.
We're freaking out, Jeff.
You got a Red Sox fan.
We're freaking out.
You got a Yankee fan. You got a Met fan right now.
Yep.
And we are losing our minds, Jeff. Is there any... Do you have a second to just let you know right now about Juan Soto, Jeff Passan?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. The problem is I don't have answers that anyone is going to want to hear. Trust me. Mm-hmm. For the sake of my own well-being and mental health, Juan Soto signing would be a wonderful and ideal outcome. And I'm looking forward to that happening probably sometime this weekend. In terms of making this a horse race and saying who's, I don't know who's in the lead at this point. I do not have that information, unfortunately. And it kind of adds to the intrigue, right? Because you can make a really good case, Rich, for all of the teams. You can make a great case for the Yankees. He went to the World Series with them. He's comfortable there. It's pinstripes. He's going to go into the Hall of Fame as a New York Yankee, just like so many greats before him.
Mm-hmm.
You can make an argument for the Mets. They have the richest owner in baseball. It looks like they're going to build the juggernaut there. They made it to the NLCS last year, so there's a good team in place and get to play alongside Francisco Lindor. And with the Red Sox, you've got a great farm system, a really good core in place already at the big league level, and an ownership group that seemingly is ready to go back out and act like a big market team. And, you know, the Dodgers and the Blue Jays haven't been eliminated officially at this point. There are questions about the viability there and whether that's something that may happen. But if you're Juan Soto, why would you just throw the Dodgers out if they're in the vicinity enough financially and you know that you could play alongside Shohei Ohtani and Mookie Betts and Freddie for World Series championships? There's a lot of allure to that. And in Toronto, the money would seemingly be there. You have a 1-2 punch of Soto and Vladimir Guerrero that's pretty difficult to match. Like, this free agency has unfolded in a magical way for him. Everything has broken right, and it's just a matter at this point, where does he want to play?
You're right. We're unsatisfied by your answer.
It's okay.
No, I'm not.
And,
at least we know.
I'm unsatisfied with this method of communication.
We're equally unsatisfied with each other right now. Nah, I understand. I understand.
Yeah.
I bless you.
You're holding the phone so close to your face.
I know. Well, because I don't want you. I mean, you're in a Snuggie right now. I wish I could.